it really breathed life back into me as I thought about the reality of God doing something outside of myself, not only in the waters of baptism, but as I commune with him at the Lord's table through the bread and the wine. It was reassuring to know that Christ was coming to me, that this meal was for me, that he was forgiving me of my sin, that he was reassuring me that I was his, that I didn't have to fear, that I didn't have to look within myself or the intensity of my affections aligning with his, that this vulnerable, weak sinner who God created and loves, Christ was coming to me continually in real time, coming to me with his grace and his salvation, not asking me just to reflect and to think deeper on something he did long ago, but right now at this table with this meal, he is present with me. And I embraced that for the first time, and it just settled in my heart and in my mind in a way that I hadn't experienced ever. And the Lutheran Confessions exposed that reality by taking me back to the Bible and showing me that throughout church history, these have been things that have comforted the church as well. And Christians have drawn on these realities and they have offered the same comfort. And that's something that really rocked me and keeps me to this day.